few years ago, I declared an ambition, creating a love affair with our brands. I envisioned a passionate customer connection, a relationship that transcended loyalty programs and mere transactions. At the time, the notions of authenticity and personalized experiences were gaining traction. Fast forward to today, and the landscape has shifted dramatically. Consumers wield unprecedented power, come armed with information, and are fueled by an expectation of genuine connection. No longer a trend, the notion of authentic connections is table stakes. So I have to ask, does my concept of a brand love affair still hold water in this hyper-connected, hyper-conscious age? The answer, unequivocally, is yes. But the dance requires new steps. Today, brand love is not a whirlwind romance, but a courtship. It's a deep, enduring partnership built on shared values, meaningful experiences, and a mutual commitment to growth. I recognize I'm ascribing human emotions to a marketing concept, but bear with me, you'll see what I mean. As marketers, we have to move beyond fleeting infatuation and towards cultivating communities of passionate brand advocates, ready to sing our praises and fiercely defend against those who would dare say negative things. Forget the brief fling. Let's craft a lasting love story with our customers. Welcome to Drive Time Marketing.
Welcome to Drive Time Marketing. Tips, tricks, and tools to take your marketing to new and profitable destinations.
The journey towards cultivating brand love has taken on new dimensions in the modern context. Today's landscape is marked by shifting power dynamics, a rise in the value of authenticity and transparency, the increasing importance of hyper-personalization, and the pivotal role of technology. And these factors have collectively redefined how brands and consumers interact, forming the bedrock of today's brand love strategies. Consumers wield more power and have access to more information than ever before, and this shift has transformed the traditional brand-consumer relationship because consumers now play a crucial role in dictating market trends and brand narratives. They're not just passive recipients of marketing messages, but active participants who can champion or challenge a brand. And this change necessitates a deeper understanding of consumer needs and preferences, urging brands to engage in more meaningful and responsive ways. Authenticity and transparency have become non-negotiable in building and maintaining brand love. Modern consumers are increasingly skeptical of marketing gimmicks and are drawn towards brands that uphold genuine values and communicate transparently. This shift calls for brands to be honest about their products, services, and business practices. Trust, once broken, is hard to regain, making it essential for brands to maintain integrity in all their dealings and communications. The era of one-size-fits-all is long gone. Today, hyper-personalization and customization are at the forefront of creating deep, lasting connections with consumers. By leveraging data analytics and consumer insights, brands can tailor experiences, products, and services to meet individual preferences and needs. This approach enhances customer satisfaction and fosters a sense of loyalty and belonging as consumers feel uniquely understood and valued by the brand. And finally, technology, particularly AI and social media, plays a dual role in shaping brand love. On the one hand, AI enables brands to analyze vast amounts of data for better personalization, predictive marketing, and crafting the perfect communication. At the same time, social media offers platforms for direct, two-way communication between brands and consumers. But the over-reliance on technology can lead to a depersonalized experience if it's not managed carefully. The key is to use technology to enhance human connections rather than to replace them. Brands that successfully integrate technology to amplify their authenticity and personalization efforts are likelier to build stronger, more affectionate customer relationships. The modern landscape of brand love is complex, and it's constantly changing and evolving. It challenges brands to be more consumer-centric, authentic, personalized, and technologically savvy. Those that adapt to these changes and understand the nuances of this new era will be best positioned to create lasting brand love and loyalty. Next, I want to talk about redefining brand love for today. But first, in case you didn't know, Casino Marketing Bootcamp is just a few weeks away.
Join the second line to the most innovative casino marketing gathering, interactive and immersive. You'll experience a 360-degree view of casino marketing and learn from experts in their fields. We keep the group small so that everyone gets a hands-on experience they can implement when they go back to work. Click the link in the show notes for information.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the evolving world of brand love. Now, let's shift gears a bit. We've established that the landscape has changed, but what does it mean for your brand? How do you navigate this complex terrain to not only capture the hearts of your consumers, but also to keep them engaged and committed in the long run? Let's dig in. In today's context, brand love extends beyond the traditional romantic love model, embracing more holistic and diverse relationships. This redefinition involves nurturing connections like friendships, partnerships, or communities, all underpinned by shared values, purposeful engagement, and empowering brand advocates. Redefining brand love today involves exploring diverse relationship models, aligning with shared values, creating memorable experiences, and empowering customers to be our brand champions. The new models of brand love focus on mutual respect, support, and shared experiences. A brand that acts as a friend or partner to its customers is seen as approachable, reliable, and caring. Similarly, fostering a sense of community among customers can lead to a stronger emotional attachment because people feel they're part of something bigger than themselves. Aligning brand values with customer aspirations is crucial in forging deep connections. Today's consumers are more inclined to engage with brands that reflect their values and contribute to a larger purpose. Brands have to identify and communicate their core values, ensuring that they resonate with their target audience. This alignment creates that shared purpose, making the customer-brand relationship more meaningful. And creating interactive, immersive, memorable experiences is critical to fostering that emotional customer connection. Experiential engagement goes beyond traditional advertising or marketing tactics. It involves engaging consumer senses, their emotions, and sometimes their intellect. This could be through unique on-property experiences, interactive online platforms, or engaging events that just leave a lasting impression. These experiences help create stories and memories that customers associate with the brand, deepening their emotional investment. In the modern brand love narrative, customers are not just passive recipients, they're active participants. Empowering customers to become brand advocates is a powerful strategy. This involves encouraging them to share their stories and experiences with the brand, which builds that trust and authenticity, and it also amplifies the brand's reach. Strategies like user-generated content, referral programs, and engaging with customers on social media platforms can help cultivate a community of brand advocates. Recognizing and valuing customer contributions reinforces their emotional bond with your brand. This multifaceted approach is essential for building meaningful and enduring brand relationships in this modern marketplace. Developing brand love is a nuanced journey that varies depending on the current relationship stage between your brand and your audience. So here are a few strategies for brands at different stages of their love journey. For newer brands or those just entering the market, establishing a solid connection with the audience begins with clearly identifying your brand's unique and endearing qualities. This could be anything from an innovative approach that sets you apart, a commitment to sustainability that reflects a forward-thinking mindset, exceptional customer service that speaks to your dedication, or even a compelling origin story that will capture the imagination. Next, it's crucial to craft a customer-centric narrative. And this involves developing the brand story that aligns with and resonates with your target audience's aspirations and values. The narrative should be engaging and relatable and designed to pique the interest of potential customers and draw them into your brand's world. Finally, creating personalized experiences is essential. Use data and technology to gain the kind of insights you need into customer preferences and behaviors. This information will enable you to tailor your communications and interactions, making each customer feel understood and valued. This level of personalization can transform a lesser-known brand into a familiar and preferred choice. establishing a solid foundation for long-term customer relationships. Incorporating these strategies will help position your brand effectively in the marketplace, ensuring that it not only gains visibility, but also resonates meaningfully with your intended audience. Now, unengaged brands lack meaningful connection or engagement between the brand and its customers. In human emotional terms, it could be considered indifferent. And as the term unengaged suggests, the opportunities for interaction and emotional connection have been missed. This means there's potential for improvement as engagement can be developed and nurtured over time through effective marketing strategies and customer relationship building. For these unengaged brands, the path to transforming their brand perception is threefold. First, embrace vulnerability and authenticity. Adding a human touch to your brand is essential. Unengaged brands often suffer from a perceived lack of personality or relatability. You can bridge this gap by openly sharing your brand's challenges, learning experiences, and mistakes. This approach fosters a sense of relatability and trust. Think of it as letting your audience behind the curtain, showing them the real people and stories behind the brand makes it more approachable and genuine. Second, you need to redefine and communicate your unique value proposition. Unengaged brands need to take a step back and reassess what makes them unique. What's your brand's promise and what makes it stand out? This process might involve redefining your brand's core values and unique selling points. Once identified, though, these should be communicated clearly and consistently across all platforms. This is about stating what you do and why it matters to your customers. And three, foster an engaged community. Engagement breeds engagement. For unengaged brands, creating and nurturing platforms for customer interaction is vital. This could be through social media groups, forums, or engaging events. Encourage customers to share their experiences and participate in co-creation or feedback sessions. This gives them a sense of ownership in the brand and builds a community feeling. A brand that listens and interacts with its audience is likelier to turn passive viewers into active participants and ultimately advocates. By implementing these strategies, unengaged brands can start to form meaningful connections they need for long-term success. Now, for burgeoning brands, it's a little different. This term refers to those who may have successfully established initial recognition and are experiencing growth in their market presence or customer base. These brands have moved beyond the introductory phase and are now in a critical stage where they must solidify and expand their customer relationships. This situation often arises in dynamic markets where a brand has successfully identified and filled a niche, or where rapid innovation and adaptation have allowed a brand to outpace its competitors. For burgeoning brands, the strategy shifts towards deepening and sustaining the connections already made. This involves continuously measuring and adapting strategies based on engagement metrics and customer feedback. These brands must remain agile, keeping a finger on the pulse of what resonates with their audience. This constant adaptation is not about overhauling the brand with every new trend, but fine-tuning and evolving to maintain relevance and strengthen emotional connections. Furthermore, burgeoning brands should aim to elevate personalized experiences. Having established a customer base, the focus should now be on leveraging advanced analytics and customer insights to offer even more tailored experiences or products. This could mean creating bespoke experiences or products that meet and exceed the customer's expectations, turning satisfaction into delight and fostering brand loyalty. Lastly, sustaining authenticity and community engagement is crucial for these growing brands. This phase should involve nurturing the community that has begun to form around their brand, hosting events, initiating meaningful conversations, and creating engaging content are ways to keep the audience invested in the brand's journey. This ongoing engagement helps build a loyal community that supports and advocates for the brand. In essence, the focus for burgeoning brands is on consolidating the gains made during the initial growth phase by continuously adapting to customer needs, personalizing experiences, and fostering a community of engaged and loyal customers. These strategies ensure the brand maintains its current trajectory while building a foundation for long-term success and resilience in a dynamic market environment. In each stage, the key is to remain genuine, responsive, and customer-focused. By understanding where your brand currently stands in the eyes of your consumers and adopting these tailored strategies, you can effectively navigate the path to building and sustaining brand love. The journey to creating and sustaining this type of relationship is an ever-evolving process, adapting to the changing tides of consumer behavior, market dynamics, and technological advancements. The strategies outlined for new, engaged, and burgeoning brands represent a roadmap to navigate these complexities. It's about establishing a distinctive identity and fostering initial connections for new entrants. For unengaged brands, the focus shifts to rekindling interest and engagement through authenticity, unique value propositions, and community building. And for burgeoning brands, the challenge lies in deepening existing relationships, personalizing experiences, and maintaining the momentum of growth and engagement. In this hyper-connected era, brand love is more than a marketing goal. It's a strategic imperative. It requires a blend of authenticity, innovation, and continuous engagement. And brands that listen, adapt, and grow alongside their customers will survive and thrive. They will transform customers into loyal advocates, creating stories and experiences that resonate deeply and endure over time. As we move forward, let's embrace these challenges and opportunities enthusiastically and creatively. Let's craft not just transactions, but stories, interactions, relationships, and communities of brand lovers. The future of brand love is bright, and it's ours to shape with passion, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to our customers. Thank you for joining me on this week's edition of Drive Time Marketing.
Thank you for joining us on Drive Time Marketing. If you like what you heard today, rate and review so other marketers can find us. You can also sign up for our newsletter at the link in the show notes. And if you're looking for more in-depth knowledge and training, join us at our next Casino Marketing Bootcamp event. Until next time, keep driving towards your goals with great marketing.